Your turn, Fred.
Now, more than ever, we need music!
Thank you, Fred. Well said indeed. Now, Simon, use your golden-throated voice to tell our listeners what they're about to hear. Simon? Simon? Has anybody seen Simon?
Music, made by musicians, for you to listen to.
Hey there, and welcome to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. My name is John Lovering, and it's my pleasure to be your host on this podcast. Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies show. And on this particular track, Russ Morgan. You ever heard of him? Well, I gotta be honest, I had not heard much about him. Did a little investigation about Russ Morgan. He was a band leader, one of the top trombonists and pianists, one of the most accomplished composer arrangers of his time. He was born in Scranton, Pennsylvania, April 29, 1904. He was a big band orchestra leader, pianist, trombonist, composer, and musical arranger. He was encouraged by his parents at the young age of 7 to pursue his musical interests. And his father had played the drums when he wasn't working in a coal mine, and his mother was a pianist. Morgan began playing in a local band they were called the Scranton Sirenes, which was popular during the 1920s in Pennsylvania. And the Scranton Sirenes produced quite a few magnificent artists in the world of music, actually. Names like, I'm sure you've heard, like Tommy Dorsey, the famous trombonist and big band leader, Billy Lustig, a violinist, and the older Dorsey brother, Jimmy, on the saxophone. Morgan's greatest success was when he was offered the position of musical director for Detroit radio station WXYZ. That's the station that originated the Lone Ranger, the Green Hornet, and Sergeant Preston of the Yukon, of course. He stayed successful into the 1950s with his orchestra playing popular music for listening and dancing, and they called these bands sweet bands. Morgan passed away on August 7th, 1969, in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the age of just 65. He holds a Hollywood star in L.A. for his contributions to recording. On this track, you're going to hear Music in the Morgan Manor, which was broadcast on the Mutual Radio Network on September 3rd, 1945. And that was the day, by the way, that the Japanese forces in the Philippines surrendered to the Allies. So the day has some significance there as well. I think you'll enjoy this. Music in the Morgan Manor on Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldie show. And hey, thank you for listening. I do appreciate it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From the world-famous Trocadero, the rendezvous of the stars on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood, California, Mutual brings you Music in the Morgan Manor, music by Russ Morgan and his orchestra. Russ Morgan instrumental gets things underway. It's called Doing the Prown. Thank you. From the Trocadero in Hollywood, it's Music in the Morgan Manor. Comes now the voice of Russ Morgan and Cuddles. Reminiscence is now one of our country's oldest folk dances from the way down in the deep south as Russ and the boys get together on the cakewalk.
Thank you.
And there you have it, the cakewalk. Comes now the voice of Marjorie Lee to lend her talents to I Can't Believe It, But It's True. Ladies and gentlemen, from the world-famous Trocadero on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood, California, Mutual has presented Music in the Morgan Manor. Here's Russ Morgan to say...
So long. Hope we meet again someday.
Michael Dolan speaking. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.
Well, that's it for this track of Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldie show on SoundCloud. My name is John Lovering, and I invite you to check out my Facebook page at www.facebook.com/heirloomradio. Please follow this podcast, as I can guarantee you will hear a wide variety of not only top-quality old-time radio shows, but shows that have been restored to bring you a superior listening experience. Thank you for listening. I do not take it for granted. So until next time, stay well and be safe.